The New Hampshire Supreme Court has issued its ruling in the case of the only person on death row in New Hampshire, Michael Addison, who was convicted in 2008 of capital murder for shooting and killing Manchester police officer Michael Briggs. Joining me to explain this ruling is Buzz Scher, a law professor at the University of New Hampshire School of Law. Welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
Let's break this ruling down piece by piece. The court has upheld the original murder conviction. What was the challenge to that conviction, and then what did the court have to say?
There were multiple challenges to the conviction. There were constitutional challenges, challenges about what happened at the guilt-innocence phase, challenges about what happened before the trial started, and there were challenges about what happened in the sentencing phases. To put it simply, the court rejected every single challenge the defense mounted.
Thus, the conviction stands.
And the conviction stands. Now, there's still one more phase to go. The court still has to assess whether the imposition of the death penalty in this circumstance was disproportionate compared to other relevant cases.
And that's an important point, because the court did weigh in on the jury's decision to issue a death sentence, but they didn't weigh in on this term of comparative proportionality.
Correct. That really, whatever the jury decided, is this out of line with what has happened in similar cases? That's a very simplified version of the inquiry that's left. And the statute requires that they make that inquiry. It's the big fight there is over what are the cases they compare them to.
And do we know how they determine what cases to compare this to?
Yeah, I mean, they've issued something of a ruling which has described the limit of the cases they will look at pretty narrowly. They're not going to look at necessarily all killings of police officers in the country. They're not going to look at all murders committed by African-American individual or a person of color on a Caucasian person. They've narrowed it down a good bit, but it really is going to remains to be seen where they end up on that.
And that issue of race has come up, and critics of the death penalty in New Hampshire have pointed to this case where an African-American man killed a white police officer.
Particularly when his level of intent, the jury did find that he didn't shoot Officer Briggs intentionally. You combine that with his race and you compare that case, which is unclear whether the Supreme Court is even going to do this. You compare that case to the John Brooks case, which was tried in that same period of time as the Addison case. John Brooks was a wealthy white male who hired people to kill someone he had a dispute with. He was charged with a capital offense. He was convicted of the capital offense, and the jury did not impose the death sentence, even though there's an argument to be made in the deepest moral sense that his crime was much more egregious than Michael Addison's crime. Not to diminish the fact that Michael Addison killed a police officer, but there's an interesting comparison at a moral level that suggests the calculated homicide is more egregious than the unintentional homicide.
So a big question then is going to be which cases the court decides to compare the Addison case to. And another question that came up before this ruling was whether the court would rule solely on the Addison case and the use of the death sentence, or whether it would look more broadly at the death sentence in New Hampshire. Does this ruling weigh in at all on that?
To some extent. It says, as it was used in this case, the capital punishment statute was constitutional. As a general matter, they weighed in and said it is not the state equivalent of cruel and unusual punishment, in many ways voting to validate the statute as it is currently written.
We're a year out from the oral arguments that led to today's ruling. How long, if we know, might this next review take?
I don't know, but I would expect it'll take at least a year. And then after that, as the case makes its way into the federal system, we could be looking at least another 5 years, perhaps more.
Buzz Scher of the UNH School of Law, thanks so much.
My pleasure.